WPR has been talking to the heads of some of Wisconsin's biggest employers, hearing about things like how the pandemic has affected their business and how they're dealing with hiring in a tight labor market. You may have heard some of those conversations on the morning show. Today, we're continuing the discussion now with the head of Quad, formerly known as Quad Graphics. They're a publicly traded printing and marketing company based in Sussex, Wisconsin. The company operates in 17 states and 8 countries. They've got 5,800 employees in Wisconsin and had about $3 billion in net sales last year. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about the printing industry, how it's changed over the years, questions about the company Quad itself, or if you're an employer, how have you dealt with challenges related to the pandemic and difficulty sometimes hiring people? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Joel Quadracci is the chairman, president, and CEO of Quad. Joel, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Could you give us a little bit about the origin story of Quad and how it came to be what it is?
Sure. Well, in 1971, it was actually started by my father, Harry Quadracci, and it was sort of out of a bad experience he had at another company where he decided, you know, to have it be an employee-owned company at the beginning and really felt everyone should be in it for the same reason. And so he really embarked on a crusade of building a company that's based on innovation, technology, and really making sure that it's very employee-centric.
What kind of products did Quad Graphics back in the day? What were some of the key products that that you were known for?
Well, back then we were really just a printing company, which is much different than what we are today. It was primarily started in the publication world, so printing things like Newsweek magazine, different monthlies, all sorts of different special interest titles, and then over time grew in print to catalogs, to retail inserts, to direct mail, and then many of the other services that we do today.
The world changed a lot, of course, with the internet.
It changed quite a bit.
The internet changed things a lot. How did that affect your business? A lot of magazines, for example, went more online or went under. How much did that affect you?
Well, overall, I mean, it certainly impacted the industry pretty tremendously over the past decade. When digital really took off, it created a whole new venue for people to market, to share content. And there was a pretty rapid switch, which caused a big decline in overall print. We survived that. We continued to thrive through it. We ended up really consolidating the printing industry and making sure that our platform was very efficient so that we could do it. And at the same time, it really drove us into other products and services and sort of expanding our footprint. But no doubt, you know, digital had an impact. And, you know, I think if you look at marketing today, everyone uses all sorts of channels and all channels appropriate to what they're trying to do. And I always like to joke that no media channel ever completely replaced, you know, another one except for maybe carrier pigeons and smoke signals. And, you know, here we are on FM radio today. And, you know, look, AM radio is still alive. And so what we see happening is a reconvergence of all the different media channels where print has certainly changed quite a bit. It's not as big as what it was, but it's certainly something that will continue to be used on into the future when you think about the entire media mix and world of ways to interact with the consumer.
10 years ago, I would have introduced you as the CEO of a printing company. Now, officially, it's a marketing and printing company. What has that change looked like in practice?
Well, you know, a lot of things have happened. We've been moving upstream into the marketing services world for quite some time, at least, you know, 15 years, but really accelerated in the past decade and really the second half of the decade more aggressively. And, you know, as a large volume printer, our invoices are really quite large, and therefore we have a lot of direct relationships at the C-suite, whether it's with the CEO or the marketing experts. And so we've had sort of a front seat picture as to the challenges the marketers have. And what it's come down to is it's really a tough experience, you know, to create a succinct and very fulfilling marketing experience for your consumer, because there's so many touch points and it's so fragmented. And so if you're a big retailer trying to do a back to school program, you're probably dealing with 15 to 20 different agencies to get it done. And that really those agencies help you with each type of media form, which then also involve then making calls to people like Quad to actually execute on the content. And so there's been a big pull from our clients for us to do more for them so they don't have all these different entities they have to deal with. So today, you know, we're big into, you know, digital search with our, which are with our search firm Rise Interactive in Chicago. We do creative planning and creative content creation and concepting through Periscope up in Minneapolis. And so you sort of see we've spread our wings to not only be the person who executes on the final content plan, but actually helps our customers plan what the program will be, what the overall philosophy will be on trying to sell their products. And therefore, they're able to use fewer vendors and actually deal with one company who happens to be, you know, more of an agency plus a consultant, but can also execute on all those final form factors.
Talking to Joel Quadracci, Chairman, President, and CEO of Quad, in our series of Ideas Network interviews with the heads of major employers here in Wisconsin. You can join in if you'd like, if you have a question, at 800-642-1234. Joel, part of the reason we're doing this series is to find out how businesses have navigated the pandemic era. What in the early days were some of the biggest challenges at Quad?
Well, I mean, the biggest challenge was a big chunk of our client base. And again, we span, you know, quite a bit of different types of marketers, but retailers are a huge part. And when suddenly everyone was told to close their doors, you know, they stopped marketing. And so we saw in that sector volume drop off tremendously, which meant we had to put the brakes on everything and try and make sure we can adjust for it. And, you know, I'd say that being from a tough industry where we've gotten a lot of curveballs thrown at us over the years helped us navigate the pandemic because we know how to make tough decisions quickly. And so the fact that we moved very quickly early on, you know, for instance, you know, I took a major pay cut along with thousands of other people, you know, things that you just had to do. We sent everybody home in administration. We got on it very quickly to the point where, you know, in terms of cutting costs, in addition to all that, where we got out of the panic stage early. And I'd say that we were within weeks already back in control of, you know, not being in a panic mode, but sort of being in a, okay, now let's run our business and continue our strategy. You know, I interacted with a lot of companies who were still in panic mode by that summer or even into the fall. And that's a tough place to be. And so one of the biggest benefits we had was getting ahead of it very quickly and stabilizing the business.
One of the big decisions businesses are facing now is remote work, hybrid yeah. work, and in person. I know some of the work you do, you got to be in there moving around those yeah. giant rolls of paper. How have you handled the remote work question?
Yeah, I mean, out of the 14 some thousand employees, we have about 3,400 who don't need to be, you know, in person with equipment. And so that would be all admin, that would be the content people, the agencies. We really took the approach, I mean, we've always been very aggressive about virtual tools. And so when everybody went virtual, you know, we were already kind of well equipped for it, both technologically, but I think our culture was too. And so coming back, I've taken the approach of, you know, look, let's get everybody back for a 4-week bridge to the future, which is let's remember what it's like to be in person after 2 years. But after that, we would let each business, kind of each part of the business decide what it is. And so, you know, we wanted to be much more flexible than not, because I also think that water will seek its right level over time here. And, you know, while people still love to work from home, they're starting to venture in. And I think you'll see after summer, and then as we get into the next year, you'll start to see more of a mix. And so it's kind of an experiment. I think everyone's experimenting with this, but we certainly took the approach of let's be more flexible than not, because I think it's a great way, you know, to experiment. And in fact, we're hiring people in all different parts of the world and country to do things that normally you'd have to have in person. And so net, so far, it's been a big win. But I do worry long-term, culturally, how does it impact us? And that's something we're going to pay close attention to.
We're talking to Joel Quadracci, Chairman, President, and CEO of Quad, a printing and marketing company based in Sussex. You may remember it as Quad Graphics. With us as part of our series, talking to CEOs of major companies here in the state about their business, how it's been affected by the pandemic. Coming up, a look at supply chains. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about how magazines and catalogs are printed? A question for our guest about how their business has navigated the last few years? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Joel Quadracci, head of Quad, a printing and marketing company based in Sussex. We're talking to him as part of a series of conversations we're having with CEOs from major employers here in the state. Joel, a big issue for a lot of businesses in the U.S. and around the world, for that matter, logistics, supply chains, getting the stuff you need to do what you do. Has that been a factor for you in the last year or two?
I don't know anybody who it hasn't been a factor for, and sometimes it hits you in the strangest places. But yes, it's an impact that's happened, continues to happen, and it's really forced us to manage aggressively.
How have you done that? What kind of materials have been the biggest, as you said, sometimes surprising places where you've run into this?
Well, I'd say big on our scope has been, well, for a while it was logistics. We ship about 11% of the post office's volume comes out of our plants. And so you can imagine the thousands of trucks we rely on. We control a big chunk of our shipping assets. And so that's been a help, but that's been really tough. There's been a paper shortage, continues to be, and we're navigating that well. But then things like, glue, for instance, who would have thought that to glue books together, there was a shortage of that. And it's because in the supply chain, so many industries are competing for the same types of things. And even today, I've got my office being redone because we're upgrading the video interaction that I do worldwide with our employees so that we can be a little bit more current. And that's been delayed for 3 months because of shortages in components or chips. And so it's hit us in a lot of very different places along with our clients. So I guess it's one of those things where everyone just in your supply chain management just has to be on their game. And you really have to work closely with the vendor base to navigate it and also explore alternate resources for everything.
Now, there's been talk about reshoring some key materials, things that have moved production overseas, say, trying to get closer supplies. You mentioned paper. We're in Wisconsin. Our supply chain's rebuilding here in the state.
Well, paper's been sort of under a decline along with print. And so it's been a little bit of a different issue. But we also buy paper from Europe. A significant amount comes from places like Finland. Significant portions come from places like Canada. But of course, yes, you're in Wisconsin. And so, in our case, it's less about reshoring. It's more about a capacity shift because of the decline of the use of print that has been affecting that. But in other cases, things like pigments for ink, we make our own ink. We've shifted from places like China to places like India or Vietnam, where we can get alternate sources, and some of it we can get over here, but it's not the case in all the types of materials that you need.
Another key resource, of course, is labor. People to do the jobs. A lot of employers concerned about a tight labor market recently. Has that been a factor for you all?
Yes, that's been a factor, but I have to say that in manufacturing, it's been a factor for quite a bit longer than just the pandemic. If you look at the demographics of baby boomers retiring, some of the skill sets that you have in manufacturing not being replaced, and there's some real systemic issues along with just the demographics of our population. We've treated it like a low unemployment environment for quite some time. So we've invested significantly in the manufacturing plants and in automation. And automation technology keeps changing. So we've continued to evolve that, and you're able to automate things you never thought you could. And when people get concerned, well, is that going to take jobs? Well, guess what? There's a shortage of labor, and that's not going to change anytime soon. I'd say the other key thing is, you really have to have an all-out holistic approach to people. And that means hiring from all walks of life, different demographics, and which then implies that you better be a place that people want to work from those demographics. And so when you think about DEI, which is very much on everybody's, you know, fingertips these days, you know, we've really focused hard to make sure that, for instance, you know, we have a lot of resources for people who have Spanish as a primary language, or make sure that we have people who can help navigate. We've created a bunch of business resource groups that really represent all the different walks of life at Quad, so that they can in turn share with me, how do I make it a better place to work for people from all these different groups? And so I'd say that every business is really having to deal with labor from a holistic standpoint. And if you're gonna wanna win long-term, you need to be a place where people wanna work.
It's been a wild few years. What do you have your eye on for Quad in the next few years, Joel?
Well, it's the continued transformation that we've done. I mean, we're really accelerating, you know, into the services area. Print will always be a core part of it, but we've even broadened that into packaging, into in-store. You go into some of the biggest retailers today, and all that marketing print that's around in terms of signage and other sort of things that help them market the product come out of our plants. And so Quad has a lot of talent. We've got a great culture, a great company. And my whole focus is continue to go places our customers want us to. And so the key is the whole focus Quad has is make our customers successful. And if we happen to have a solution that can help one of their problems, or we could develop it, you'll see Quad go in that direction.
Joel, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
No, thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me.
That's Joel Quadracci. He's the chairman, president, and CEO of Quad, formerly known as Quad Graphics. They're a printing and marketing company based in Sussex. He's with us today as part of a WPR Wisconsin CEO series where we talk to the heads of some of the biggest employers in the state. I've had a bunch of these already on the morning show. You can find past conversations with employers in the state over at WPR.org. Check out the morning show archives and keep an ear out for more conversations like this one on Central Time in the weeks and months to come.